I told him when he called me I couldn't do it. I told him the truth.
He knew it.
Told him.
He knowed I was weak.
But when it come down to the final morning,
help him, God, we pray, dear Lord, please, dear God.
He gave me a little ease after I tried and tried, and he knew exactly what I stood in need of. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And exactly, I could show you this spot where I'm standing.
Amen. He said, bless him, Lord.
He said, you don't have to prove yourself. My spirit will bear witness and make itself manifest. He gave me a great relief, brother. He knew what was holding me back.
Lord help.
And I found it to be just exactly like he said. Mm-hmm. As Brother Terry was talking about,
help him, God.
As he's standing up here, what they could preach. I'm going to tell you that a God-called man, he'll be equipped to do the job, Brother Roger.
Amen.
And he'll preach the truth.
Yeah, Lord,
and that truth
God.
Being Jesus Christ and him crucified and away from earth to heaven. Yeah. Is that all right? Is that all right? That's what he'll preach. He won't be carrying nothing else around. I guarantee it. He'll preach the truth if he's a God-called man. Don't you never doubt he'll be equipped. He equipped me, and if he can equip me, he can equip anybody. Because I was at the bottom of the barrel. This morning I'm happy on my journey. I won't take but just a few minutes, brother. I'm glad you too. I was blessed to come to be with us today. I'm thankful this morning because one sweet September morning, he gave me a little white stone. And in it, a new name written that no man knows save he that receive it. And that name of Jesus, he put a new song in my heart. Yes, a given joy and praise Brother Jim to his high and holy name. And I've been doing that ever since that morning. And it ain't never got a 1 second old. And I have to live every day of the week, not just on Sunday, but I'm held accountable 7 days a week. But I'll tell you what, I don't have a bit of problem with her, brother. I don't have to be led around or showed what to do. I didn't have to ask nobody. Nor I didn't have to go to the church and ask Brother Lonnie if I was a fit subject, if I say them. But I went and told them what great things the Lord had done. Did I make them a big speech? No, sir. I said the Lord has saved my soul. That was enough. That's all I got to have. That was the truth. He has saved my soul. I believe when they come up the aisle, they'll have a lot of it. I believe they'll have a good tidings to tell. I believe they have. And I believe the Spirit, here we go again, see, will bear witness. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I've been fooled before, brother.
I have too. I've been fooled. But I believe the Spirit will take care of it. I really do. Don't get them in and prop them up. Because they won't last. They won't last to do it. I like one. I'd rather have 10. I mean one that I know that's been down than I would 10 maybes. Don't want to be hard on nobody, Brother Roger. But I want them to come just like we did. I want them to come just like we did. And I want them to put their, and then they can put their light on the candlestick, as he's talking about, and it'll give light, yes, to all that's in the house. I want to tell you one thing. I couldn't have hid mine. I was so anxious. I couldn't hit it. I couldn't hardly get that old bus home that evening to tell my sweet companion over there. I thought I was going to tear apart. I'd never been in such a shape. This evening, I want to tell you, it'll come to the outside, brother. Is that all right? He can't keep it here. and I didn't want to. I wanted the world to know that I'd put on Jesus Christ. That's why I went to the water to be baptized. I was to show the world that I'd put on Christ.
There you go, brother.
You can come here for 10 years and profess to be saved. If you don't do nothing about it, the world will never know. Is that right or wrong? If you don't get in the water, they'll never know it will.
They don't believe it, brother.
They don't believe it.
That's right.
Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
I never could figure out why they wouldn't go to the water. I couldn't wait to get there. In a few minutes, I was ready to go. If you'd have been over, I'd have let you tuck me out there. I'm not going to be hard on nobody, but I can't figure it out. I've heard them say, there was a place one time, this old sister said she'd been saved for 14 years of waiting on her husband to come in. Son, I wouldn't have waited on nobody. I wouldn't have waited on her if she hadn't have been here. I'd have went that day. I wouldn't have waited a minute, Mommy, wouldn't you? I surely wouldn't, and I love you more than anything on this earth. But Christ is first and foremost. He said, have no other God before me. And he comes first and foremost in this old man's house.
He won't come second.
And he blesses me. If you want to get a blessing, be obedient. I come here. He won't know why we come here today. I come here to get a blessing. That's what I come for.
Amen.
Come to get a blessing.
And worship the Lord.
That's what it's all about. If we never did get a crumb, I don't know what we'd do.
Hey, Lord.
And his grace is sufficient. That's what he told old Paul. I believe I was held accountable when he spoke to me that night and said, son, you ought to be a better man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Then was when I was held accountable. Yes, from that day on.
Yeah.
When the law come, a sin revived and I died. Well, did you ever hear that? A sin revived and I died. That's a sweet night. I'm going to try to shut up just in a minute. I'll give you plenty of time, Brother Roger. Don't want to rob you at all. Because you drove too far. But I do want to preach Christ. And I do want to do what I'm supposed to do. I surely do. Why? Because I have to live with it. I have to answer to God. He don't ask you to answer for me. But me, it's required of me. And I'm happy on my journey. I'm glad to be an old-time Christian. And I'm glad to belong to the old regular Baptist family. She's suiting me real well. And every fiber in her fits me. I don't agree with everything. And I hear everything that I don't agree with. And they don't agree with me either, I don't guess. But that's the way it is. But we do it in love.
But we got Christ in common. That's the thing.
Got something to hold us together. Got something. And I'm so glad these brothers come with me today. Ain't necessary now. I'm going to get out of the way. But I'm happy on my journey. I'm happy on my journey. Christ has paid me again today and didn't owe me a dime. I'll tell you one thing, folks. You can't get Jesus Christ indebted into you. You can't do it. You can. He can outgive. He's never owed me anything, but he's blessed me in abundance and carried me over the top a few times. He surely has. I ain't preached every time I got up here, but I have preached. He's carried me. Now I want to tell you, if the Lord has called a man and put him up here somewhere along the line, you'll hear him preach.
Yes.
Is that all right? I told my wife before I ever was saved, when I was coming to the church, I was really interested in digging deep. And I said, I want to tell you one thing. I don't believe the Lord would call a man and never give him nothing to preach. Do you believe that?
Amen. Amen, brother.
I don't believe that. I don't believe. You'll see the fruit. He'll preach some more if the Lord's called him. Amen. He wouldn't have no use for him if he wasn't going to give him nothing to preach. He wouldn't have never called him, would he? But preach the word. Preach the word. Don't have to change this to fit anybody. Just preach the word, and everything will be all right. He'll take care of itself. He'll just preach the word. That's what he said. Preach the word. Who is the word? Jesus Christ. He's the word. And him being the way, the chief cornerstone, and the way, the truth, and the life. If you come that way, you'll be a fit subject, and you'll fit the building too, and you won't be no trouble. I'll guarantee you, you'll become a stick in the building, and they'll fit, Brother John. And everything will be on. I was like old Minnie Pearl. I was glad to be here. I couldn't wait to get in the water. I thought that month was the longest time I ever had to wait. Little Murray meeting was on Sunday, and I got saved, and I never got a crumb out of it. I went home that day, and I never got a crumb out of it. I'm telling you, my good companion said, "What in the world was wrong with you today?" I said, "Mommy, I never got a crumb. I'm getting worse off all the time."
And you was.
Yeah. And I was. Yeah. I said, "I'm getting further away all the time."
Yeah.
And Tuesday morning, he saved my soul about midday. He saved my soul. I'm going to tell you how fast I moved. And on Sunday was the third coming up. I joined the church at Lily of the Valley and still had to wait till little Murray met on the second Saturday I was baptized. That's how long it took me to get in. And I thought them was the longest times, that longest time that ever was, me waiting. I was ready to go, but I used to tease her. She beat me in, you know. She went 2 or 3 months ahead of me, 3 months. And all along while she was waiting to be baptized, I asked her if she changed her mind or had she backed out. I knew she hadn't, but I just wanted to be a little mean, I guess. And I asked her, had she backed out? I said, "You might change your mind before you get down there." She said, "No, I won't either." Said he. He took me up there. "I'll not change my mind." She said, "I asked him that day, just give me something, tell me something. You move with the Spirit and I'll move." She said, "No sooner than I done that." Boy, I know too, because she run plumb over top of me coming out of there. And just that morning, we decided that she wouldn't join nothing because we thought that's all too far away. We'd only been coming to Little Murray about a couple of months, that's all. We thought this too far away. But when God got a hold of her, Christ got a hold of her, she forgot all about me. And I'm glad. And I thought at that time that I'd already worked as hard as I could work. But boy, when she come up there and come on in, it really made me. The next 3 months, I got down to business, Brother Terry. I'm telling you, wasn't nothing else matter to me. The farm or nothing. I laid her all by, Brother Roger Gibson, and I begin to dig with everything I had. Mm-hmm. Folks, it don't come easy. You got to work. If you want something, you got to do something for it. If you don't never ask him to save you, you'll sit there from now on. You got to ask for it, Brother Ross Wright. Do you believe that? You got to ask to be made a partaker. You got to have a desire in your heart. It takes everything in you and more too. I put everything I had into it that I thought would do me any good and still didn't save me. But I had to do something about it. If I hadn't done something or called on, if I hadn't showed a little interest, I don't believe it ever to save my soul. But I had the faith that somewhere that he'd save my soul. I always had that little spark, even when it got plumb dim, that I felt somewhere he'd save my soul.
Amen. He gave you the faith, didn't he, brother?
And he made me a brand new creature. If you want to be a new creature in Christ Jesus the Lord, just hang in there and keep a digging.
That's right, brother.
That's the advice I've got. That's what they told me. All along. Keep a digging. I found them old brothers. Told me the right way.
Amen,
what to do. Said, just keep a digging. And when you plow, you have to plow deep, Brother Ross. You have to plow deep and hold it looking forward, not looking back. You'll not be fit for the kingdom. said, all right, I've done as I've done. I thank the Lord that he helped me through another time. And I'm thankful that I'm here. But most of all, I'm thankful for that sweet morning that he made me a brand new creature.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
All old things have been passed away ever since, and all things have become new. He's brand new, I'm telling you. When I got up to the church, one of the brothers asked me, said, how are you today? That's for when I joined up right that morning. Brother Junior Ruggles, in fact, was the one. Come by and he shook my hand. He said, how are you this morning? I said, brand new. Brand new. It just come out like that. Brand new. That's what I was, brand new. And I recommend him. I'll tell you what. You get him, and I guarantee you'll never want to give it back.
Amen.
I ain't never seen nobody dissatisfied with it, have you?
Me neither.
I had enough of the old.
Sure.
I wanted to put on the new, Brother
Turner. Yes,
I wanted to put on the new. So go ahead, according to your arrangement.
Brother Ross.
Unhook me.